There's an ancient practice of reading the scriptures called Lectio Divina, where it's a slow meditation, a repeating of the scripture verses that you choose as you allow the depths of the words to really penetrate our hearts and really just get the true meaning of these words of scripture. In these last days and these next days to come, we're hearing from John chapter 6, this most important part of the scriptures as it reveals to us the bread of life, the Holy Eucharist. And so perhaps we can look at it in that way as a sort of a Lectio Divina, where we slowly read and meditate upon these words, and we allow the truth to really penetrate our hearts so they can transform our hearts, transform our lives and our minds, that everything about us can be converted into the reality of what's taking place on the altar, that this bread becomes the bread of life. Because like this, the gospel passage began, so often we are desirous of signs. We want Jesus to prove himself to us. That perhaps we come to Mass on a regular basis and we get accustomed to the prayers of the Mass. And that we lose that edge of our spirit, that we see the truth of Jesus being presented to us. Jesus, give me a sign. How often do we cry out? And like Stephen told his listeners in that first reading, that we become hard-hearted and stiff-necked. And once Jesus stops proving himself to us, we fall back into selfishness and self-sufficiency. And we start resisting the Holy Spirit. These are the themes that are presented to us this week as we hear about the martyrdom of Stephen and this slow unveiling of the bread of life. The core, the secret, the central mystery of our faith. Let us truly enter into this mystery. Let this mystery transform our hearts so that we don't become stiff-necked, that we don't become immune to the movement of the Holy Spirit, that as transformed Eucharistic people, we can live a life of devotion, of sacrifice. So if we're called, like Stephen was called, to give our life, we can have the same words that he had. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Amen.